With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. Hello, Jaima. Jaimayomis. It's Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a soul-expanding and heart-opening podcast. This episode is sponsored by my go-to CBD oil, Feels. That's F-E-A-L-S. That I feel is one of the more effective CBD oils on the market. And it's used as a natural method to relieve pain, nervousness, and even sleeplessness without harmful side effects. So Feels, spelled F-E-A-L-S, is a better way to feel better. More on them shortly and their amazing offer in the show notes and in the midst of the episode, or you can just go to feels.com/magic. That's feals.com/magic for their offer for the Euro Magic listeners. And I am happy to announce that this is the first of our full moon mini series, as if this is a bookmarker to prep for each upcoming full moon. The one coming up is this Magic Monday, September 20th, and this moon is closest to the autumn equinox, therefore it's the harvest moon. The harvest moon occurs anywhere from 2 weeks before or after the autumn equinox, which this year it takes place September 22nd, so just shortly after the full moon occurs. Pretty awesome. What I find interesting about the harvest moon also is that, you know, most moons are specific to 1 month, but this harvest moon usually lands in September, but it sometimes lands in October depending on where the autumn equinox lands, I believe every 3 years or so. So this time it just happens to be in September. And yeah, I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna make a very basic and unoriginal statement about being a basic queen whose favorite season is always autumn, especially in Utah. I need to be in Utah this autumn, I think. Or just somewhere in the Rockies. Maybe Canada works too, but somewhere where the leaves are changing colors and the air is just slightly chilly, with my fall sweater on, drinking pumpkin spice lattes every morning. Right now I have a toasted pumpkin spice candlelit that's handmade in Texas by this company, Linden Candle Company. This is their fall collection and it smells so good. The candle is kind of loud because the wick is wooden and it's pretty wide, so it's pretty loud. You might be able to, I don't know, you might be able to hear it, but I'm just prepping myself for this autumn equinox to occur and the harvest moon. And yeah, I also am drinking a pumpkin spice latte. I know, like I said, very unoriginal, very basic, but tis the season. And this is not sponsored, but I'm using this creamer from Califia Farms, their almond milk pumpkin spice creamer with coconut, and I added some vanilla creamer just to make it sweeter, vanilla creamer from the same brand, because the pumpkin creamer, it's delicious, but it doesn't have sugar. To most people listening, that's probably a bonus. So yeah, it has 0 grams of sugar, but I wanted a little sugar. Anyway. One reason why I never really talked about moon magic too much on the podcast, aside from having other guests on to talk about it, there are a few reasons. So, A, there's obviously a sea of content out there for each moon. Thank goddess. I love diving into all of that and what others have to say about the moons. Also, B, I've been honestly on and off with paying attention to my moon phases, except I'm always well aware and excited for each full moon. And then I'm almost always, not always, but almost always celebrating or doing something during the full moon cycle. But rarely do I ever share it. I do notice a difference, and it could be a mind trick, but I do notice a difference when I celebrate the full moons compared to the times I do not. In my mood, in my actions, my behavior, my pursuit of whatever it is that I desire, my presence, a lot of things. And like I said, it's likely a mind trick, but the full moon, I must say, is very, very powerful. Anyway, perhaps in time I'll do one for the new moon, but that's pretty basic for me. I often isolate myself. I'm an introvert naturally, so that's pretty easy, but you know, and I'm also a new moon baby, so for me, the new moon really is my favorite, as it's a time for deep introspection and cleansing, or calling in something new, as in writing a new story. And this new moon, leading up to it, I did a lot of things to cleanse my surroundings. But the full moon, it's exciting. It's a time to release or to wildly celebrate, sometimes collaborate, and has the potential to illuminate us in many ways. And so I genuinely see full moons like holidays, you know, a monthly celebration, and each moon can bring forth something unique and different around us and within us, around you and within you. And so I'm excited for this little mini series for each moon. And I also just see moons as an excuse to open a gateway to create change. Full moons specifically. You know, release unwanted energy and manifest. Yep, it can definitely be an opportune moment to take action or just use as a bookmark, a reminder like, oh yeah, I want to get back on track to manifesting what it is that I desire. So the nights of the full moon, they can simply serve as a guide to help you see where you may need to shift or focus your energy in order to continue to move forward or begin to move forward. And there are obviously a variety of rituals for each moon. You know, I sometimes change up my ritual depending on the moon. I know this one will be very specific to the moon that I'm about to share. And otherwise, I might just simply acknowledge it, stare at her, share some things with her, and let it be. You know, we don't always have to go all out and crazy depending on our mood or what season of life we're in, of course. There's no rules to life. We have free will. We have the freedom to express and experience it as we may. So you don't have to celebrate every single full moon if you don't feel like it sometimes. But when you do, man, it is fun. So I just choose to do whatever lights me in the moment for the full moon. Anyway, this month's moon minisode will highlight the special harvest full moon in Pisces. Honestly, what a powerful one to start with. I mean, the harvest moon, this is a time to harvest, to process, to gather your crops, what you love in your home and who you love in your reality today, and look at your health, look at your diet. If you need to change it up a bit, this is a time to really acknowledge it and begin to implement strategies to make that happen, which of course you can also do on an arbitrary day, but might as well have a bookmarker, a time marker to acknowledge that this is the full moon and I'm going to honor whatever it is that I desire for my health. But what I'm most excited about, to be honest, is the fact that she's in Pisces. She's in Pisces this season. And so, you know, we might as well include gathering our wildest dreams, our ideas, our visions, what we want to create, and how we'll share all of this with the world, or simply embrace how we're already sharing it with the world, feasting it to the world, for the world, in service and in joy. And again, how we're feasting it to ourselves. So since this harvest moon arrives in the soulful and creative water sign of Pisces, this moon, I feel at least, is inviting us to tap into our creative force and embrace our creative spirit and even heighten our intuitive and psychic senses if we choose to. So, I mean, if you want to meditate this moon, listen to your soul at this time, this is a good moon to take advantage of that. And though, of course, astrology acknowledges which signs are particularly most influenced by this moon, I read for this moon in particular, Pisces, Cancer, or Virgo, if your dominant three are in either of those signs, awesome. Supposedly, you'll be most influenced by this moon. My rising's in Cancer. But regardless, I still think everybody can acknowledge and use the power and energy to muster the most of this moon and every moon. So I see this harvest moon in Pisces as a time to not only reflect and gather what we're thankful for in our life, but also, because she's in Pisces, this is a moment to get very romantic, as the deepest of feelings are strong and open. And sure, we could envision love, romanticism with a partner, a soulmate. I opened up recently about my thoughts on twin flames, but for those that believe in twin flames, we can manifest it then. You might be single like me, who on and off feels like, oh, having a partner would be nice. And then other times you're like, oh, I just love being single. And so when I go into manifest, I don't know if a partner will come up. It might not, but I do know we can romanticize beyond love as well. And use this energy of the full moon to accelerate this vision. Shoot, we can even romanticize self-love. Why not? CBD isn't about what you feel, it's about what you don't feel, as in stress, anxiety, pain, etc. And I'm sure most of you are aware of CBD by now, but I'm always curious what are the best ones on the market, what ones are really effective. And I'm happy that I recently was introduced to Feels, a premium CBD that will help to keep your head clear and feel your best. It's hassle-free and delivered directly to your door. And I personally just like the feeling of how it eases, calms, and chills my body. A natural method to relieve pain and nervousness and even sleeplessness without harmful side effects. So Feels, spelled F-E-A-L-S, is a better way to feel better. I simply place a few drops of Feels CBD oil under my tongue, and I even like their new Feels CBD infused mints for on the go, plus that extra hint of fresh breath while also having that clear head and a body that feels more chill and at ease. And one thing to note about CBD is that finding your right dose is very important, as everyone is simply different. In fact, Feels offers a free CBD hotline to help guide your personal experience so that you find your perfect dose. And the Feels customer service team is dedicated to making sure you get the best use of your CBD. So nice to have. So joining the Feels monthly membership makes your self-care easy. You'll save money on every order, and you can pause or cancel at any time. So start feeling better with Feels and become a member today by going to feels.com/magic, and you'll get 40% off your first 3 months with free shipping. And the link is also in the show notes. That's feals.com/magic to become a member and get 40% automatically taken off your first 3 months with free shipping. Feels.com/magic. Take advantage of this CBD. I have an inkling of a feeling you will really enjoy this one. And now on with the show. So let's reflect a bit, you know, what we love most about our life right now and what in our life right now makes us feel most at home, or who even. Also, now bringing in the Pisces, what do we feel we want to experience most in this life? And again, I'm going to emphasize this, why not romanticize this and do it in a creative way as well? So for me, I'll be scripting this. Writing about my future that I see for myself with candles lit around me. And to be honest, I may even dance as I visualize this and myself living in that moment. I've envisioned a new future for myself this past year indeed, and I think it'll be fun to see that unravel and come into fruition in divine timing. So before I visualize the future, I just want to gather everything that I'm so grateful for this moment, what makes me feel at home and at ease, and what I love most about my life, and really dive into my experience now, but also tap a bit into my future reality. Tap into that parallel universe and script what comes through me, what I visualize for potentially, if it comes through, my relationship in the future, my career, how I even see your own magic expanding and the other business that I have yet to release flourishing that I actually really do already have the inventory and a lot of the parts of that, but I'm just waiting for the trademark offices to approve it. So I will envision a seamless approval and then a successful launch for this seasonal shop. It is a seasonal shop. And I'll script it out in detail and see what comes forward. My mind on the surface level has dates and ideas in mind, but as I'm scripting, I actually get greater clarity because I'm more tapped into my spirit at that moment. And I notice that my mind will always think one thing, but then as I'm writing, something else sometimes tends to come through. And it's really cool to see, and that's usually what ends up coming into reality as long as I stay focused. And so I'll be scripting all of this, and speaking of scripts, I'll even write about my future career in screenwriting and acting, directing, whatever decides to come through there, who knows? And so I don't know exactly in this moment what's going to come through for the partner, for the career. I have a basic idea, but I don't want to fully know because I just want to see what comes through as I script this on the night of September 20th. And, you know, I'll see it play out as I type. As if my life is on a stage and I see it happening, the play unfolding, unraveling before me. And then after I script, if I have the energy, depending on my energy, I do intend to dance to the playlist I created that I feel like will go with the theme of the night. And so, you know, I might just close my eyes and visualize myself walking through that storybook of my life. Or I might actually dance and interpret dance it out for fun. Because that's so fun. Have you done interpretive dance where you're interpreting your visualizations through dance? Beautiful. Or you're just dancing, but you're visualizing it in your head. Sometimes I'll even go on a run and I visualize it in my head while I am listening to the music and I kind of get lost in the run or walk. So I'll walk through this storybook and visualize it in some capacity, most likely with me being more physical in my movement. And I'll let go of all timelines as, for me, that only brings more resistance. It's a layer of resistance. I think some people are good with setting dates and timelines. And my human design has even confirmed this, that I don't like specifics, especially when it comes to time. I like to make everything non-specific and then allow life to flow. And that alleviates a layer of resistance for myself. But some people feel more freedom with timelines. I don't know how, but that's just how the mind works for them, and that's a beautiful thing. But I don't like deadlines. I don't like timelines. I like to allow divine timing to flow. Except for, of course, day-to-day agendas when other people rely on you. Yeah, time is a great thing. I'm just talking about manifestations in particular. But I do know that my dreams will be accelerated the more I am consistent with my actions in the pursuit of them. But I do think that this layer of manifesting and visualizing and scripting and however it is that you're using this energy, especially on full moons, helps keep the process going along and keeps you excited for it. You know, you simply just keep your eye and your heart and your mind on the prize. And prize, for lack of a better word, because I don't want to see it as a trophy. I just want to see it as something that is going to nourish my human, as there are a variety of things that haven't even come to mind yet that are going to nourish my soul and already have nourished my soul. But my human gets excited by ideas like the ones that I just expressed to you for my future. Okay, this is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course having efficient digestion, and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020, and I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. And I think it's a fun thing to do that I think that you should do, or at least try to as well. I mean, what's the harm in exploring and romanticizing your future during the full moon? As long as you're open to fluidity and knowing that it will likely happen, but there might be other obstacles or other ways that the universe delivers it to you. Anyway, I still just think it's so important to visualize this vision of yours consciously, and I also think it's important that as you visualize, to genuinely see yourself helping other people and serving other people in the process, that this isn't purely self-indulgent. Some things can be, but it's really important for your soul and for your human, and I think for the universe to see that this is something that's going to connect you with others or help others as well, not only serve you. And so, yeah, I think as well, if I have the energy for all of this in an ideal world, and I really might do this because I found some at World Market, I want to get a few gold candles and visualize, yes, gold specifically for visualizing the success of it, or orange for the fact that this is the harvest moon, and orange represents creative endeavors. In fact, yeah, I'll likely get orange, not gold. So get an orange candle and everything that I just shared, I'll visualize it and then blow out the flame when I feel my vision is complete. And then actually the cherry on top is to go outside, look up at Mama Moon, and if she's for whatever reason blocked by clouds, then look towards her, you know where she is, and thank her for all the manifestations coming your way, and then let it go. And trust in the process. Letting it go is one of the hardest parts, but it's perhaps the most necessary part, as if we feel thirsty for it, we'll continue to feel thirsty for it. It will come. Just trust the process. And yes, if you want to manifest it again the next full moon, that's great, or even before the next full moon, maybe you'll want to write about it during the new moon, or you know, even during the waxing, or just whenever you feel like it on occasion, but to not obsess over it and let it go. Very important. I recommend doing the candle part inside if you're in a place that has a high or extreme fire danger zone, like where I am right now. I'm living in an extreme fire danger zone, so I will not be bringing my flames outside. And so that is how I am celebrating this harvest moon. I'm excited to appreciate what is in this reality scope of mine right now, along with explore and visualize and expand on what I see for my future. But perhaps you will focus more on releasing for this full moon. I just feel like, especially since it's a Pisces moon, which I always feel is more of the dreamer's moon, this is the time for most of us right now to manifest, visualize these visions of mine. And so that's what is exciting me most. I don't know what I have to release right now. Maybe something will come up in my writing though. Feel free to email me to let me know about your experience. I'd love to hear it. I am not on Instagram at the moment. I recently deleted it or deactivated it during the waning moon. And so feel free to email me if you want to get a hold of me. And I'm also just excited for this series in general and to let you know a bit on what I intend to do for each moon, depending on the moon, and I will just release it before it is fully illuminated in the sky. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this mini-sode, and also please check out Feels, that's F-E-A-L-S, at feels.com/magic, and supporting them also supports the show. And why not take advantage of their special offer, which is like 40% off. They're my go-to CBD, and you know, I think that's quite a great deal. Anyway, chat with you on Magic Monday, which also happens to be the full moon, obviously. Even though the episode won't revolve around that, it's still a solo. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this magic mini-sode on the harvest moon in Pisces, and have a magical rest of your weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in, and Jai Ma. Yomis, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way. Please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomis, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the Euromagic Facebook group. Especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the euromagic.life membership site. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a magical rest of your day.